2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 6. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. John 1:12-13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name, who were begotten of God. 2 Peter 1:4. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature. The divine nature refers to what God is, that is, the riches, the elements, and the constituents of God's being. The divine nature, which mainly refers to the constitution of the divine life, the constitution of God, is constituted with spirit, love, and light. As the children of God, we are God-men, born of God, possessing the life and nature of God, and belonging to the species of God. At our regeneration, another nature was imparted into us. This is the nature of God, the divine nature. Because the divine nature is in the divine life with which we were born again has the divine nature within it. Whoever believes into the Son of God is born of God and has the right to become a child of God. Thus, a believer has the right to partake of, to enjoy, the nature of God. Today's reading. The greatest blessing in the universe is that we can partake of God's nature. We are partaking of the divine elements of God's being. If we would be partakers of the divine nature, we need to live by the divine life within which is the divine nature. We live the divine life by God's promises. In order that we may enjoy all that He is, God will do many things for us according to His promises. Although we received the divine life at the time we believed, the divine nature must be continually enjoyed by us. Since we have the divine nature, we do not need outward regulations to adjust our hair, clothes, and behavior. Any adjustments that we make should be made according to the divine nature within. Every newborn child has the human nature. While little babies do not have any knowledge of outward regulations, they still have the human nature that regulates what they eat. You do not need to teach them about sweet and bitter because they have the human nature with its human taste. We, Christians, have the divine nature with a divine taste. We must live a life that matches the divine nature within us. Since we have the life of God, we also have the nature of God. The emphasis on life is on the capacity to live, and the emphasis on nature is on the inclination of our living. We desire to be heavenly because the nature of God, the inclination of God, is heavenly. We desire to be holy because God's nature and inclination are holy. We feel uneasy when we are proud, and we feel comfortable when we are humble because this is the nature and inclination of God. We feel uneasy when we take advantage of others and very happy when we share with others, because this is God's nature and inclination. If we realize that the divine nature within us has a particular taste, we will see that it is easy to be freed from the world and not love sin and evil. God is in us not only as our life but also as our nature. Within us He is the capacity to live, and He has also become our taste in our living. His life and nature in us make it very easy for us not to love the world and to overcome sins and evil. The way to enlarge the sphere of the divine nature within us is to take the word of Christ not only by reading but also by praying, singing, psalming, and thanking the Lord. If the word of Christ is to dwell in us richly, we need to open our entire being and exercise our spirit. Then the word of Christ will enter into us, stir us up, and become mingled with us, causing us to be one with the Lord in an actual and practical way. As a result, the sphere of the divine nature in us will be enlarged. This is the end of today's morning revival.